Good evening, friends of the Bulkley Valley and beyond. My name is Thomas Tom Roper, and you are listening to CICK, Smithers Community Radio, 93.9 on your FM dial. My program, On the Ropes, is broadcasting from the Cassia Territory of the Gidimdum Clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en. Good evening, folks. We've just put our intro on again, and it sounds actually pretty good there. We've got a special guest tonight. I'd like to introduce you to Thomas Camus. He's a local photographer. And Thomas, have you got a couple of words?
Yeah, first, thank you very much for having me. That's really nice to be here with you.
That's great. And it's kind of a fun little operation to be around the train car. We had a very busy weekend again. We had the Harvest Festival that I got to out in Evelyn. And it just happened to be an auction afterwards. And one of your gift certificates was there. I was trying to bid on it, but I didn't achieve it. That's kind of nice that you can do that.
Yes, no, I'm trying really to be involved at every level in our community. So, yeah, I'm trying to be involved in the event and when I can, putting some stuff in every auction. So.
Yes, that sounds real good, Thomas. And, the auctioneer had mentioned that you had done a wedding for him and he was quite impressed with your photography work. And so I wanted to dig into that a little bit, but before we get there, can you tell me a little bit about your past? And my sort of number one question is always, how did you get to Smithers? Coming from France on the other side of the world always seems unusual to me. What's the answer to that, Thomas?
Oh, that's because of my wife, actually. Yeah, that's when I met her. Well. More than 15 years ago now. She always talked to me about her dad, who was living far up north in Canada, in the middle of nowhere, in a little town named Smithers.
Yeah.
So it's always something who kind of intrigued me. And and at some point we try to make a move in our life and try to go somewhere better. And you know, when you're European, you always see those nice pictures and movies in Canada, right. Blue lakes and right. Mountains, river, and life looked pretty good here. So we tried to move here and to move in Canada, and actually to find a job to make the move. And we contact this old friend of her father, who was living up north in the middle of nowhere. And actually they found me a job as an electrician, because I was an electrician in France, and I started working at Bourjac Mine as an electrician for a couple of years for Berkeley Electric.
Right, right. Oh, that's interesting. Is your wife from France?
No, she's Dutch.
Okay.
That's another story.
Yeah,
you have to invite me.
Yeah, we have to have part two to get a little bit more into your personal life there. Yeah. No, that sounds very interesting. So, you grew up in France, Thomas. You went to school there. What town did you come out of?
Hello, my hometown, it's named Poitiers. It's between Paris and Bordeaux. Really nice little town. It's they call it the town of 100 churches. It's with cathedral and church everywhere.
Right.
You dig, you find statues.
Exactly. So that's kind of a wine area also, that Bordeaux?
Yes, it's a bit on the coast, so everything on the west coast is kind of wine and stuff. We have a lot of rosé over there. But it's very historic, a lot of history.
Right.
Something you don't really notice until you move away.
Yeah, exactly.
When you move here, you just, there is no castles.
Yeah, no castles in Canada, which is interesting, really, yeah. No, that's interesting. So you finished school while you're in your town. And then that's when you decided you were going to go into electrical?
Yes, I started to be an apprentice when I was 15, 16 years old.
Okay.
So I started being an electrician. And that's kind of what I did in France.
Mm-hmm.
And it's trade work are not as well seen than in North America. It's not super well paid in France, and everybody is looking at you a bit like you miss your life,
right?
Because you are not making that much money when you are an electrician or a plumber or something.
That's
like
interesting.
That.
Yeah.
In France, there is a big difference between North America
right.
and Europe on these kind of jobs.
I think the trades in North America have got a little bit of strength, and they've created their own wage level. But it's also part of the industries that you're in. There seems to be a lot of more money around that people can be paid, and there's still a profit for the company and whatever. But so when you were as an electrician, like an apprenticeship in Europe is usually kind of strenuous. Like they really want to teach you. They want you to start out at the bottom and work your way up, and it's kind of a bit of a struggle.
Yeah, it's kind of a struggle because you kind of reach a bit what I say before. It's socially, it's kind of you miss your studies, you miss your life.
Yeah.
You're gonna be an electrician.
Yeah.
So and when you are in this kind of jobs, it's quite rough actually.
Mm-hmm.
And people, you are here to just pull the cable, jump into the mud, make a hole, and clean behind people, the other guys. But I mean, it's so you learn, and you learn to do hard work like that. So
yeah,
it's
exactly.
Kind of tough you up a bit, and that's not bad.
No,
you know, when you're a young man, you need that.
It's good for you.
Yeah, to know how hard you can work.
Exactly. No, that's kind of actually good for you. So then, your decision, like as you went, got a little bit older, and before you met your wife, had you thought about immigrating at any time?
Yes, I was already looking at Canada, and I already had some hits and stuff. But I mean, to when you have a dream, it's there is something kind of stop you too. It's when you start reaching the dream, it's kind of can I redo it? And you kind of find some weird excuse to don't make the steps. So to do it with my wife, kind of. Yeah,
it made
was made easier just to have someone supporting and helping into the papers to make the
progress.
Yeah, it's a progress, and to support each other in this process, which is quite hard and expensive.
Yes,
it was good to do it.
So then, when you were making that decision that you were going to emigrate, you were also thinking about changing your vocation. Or did that come about when you came to Canada?
Yeah, no, that's another story because I thought electrician, and I was passionate by photos. I was taking a lot of pictures, but I had been in the industry for 10 years in taking photos and stuff. And
was it like a sideline business? You mean, or you were
just a hobby?
Yeah. Oh, okay, a hobby. Yeah, that's perfect.
For 10 years, and when I moved here, and I knew the industry, I knew every photographer were broke, and
exactly.
It wasn't really something if you want to make money, you go into it. And actually, when Brugeac Mine stopped the construction phase, so Berkeley Electric could not work over there anymore. So I went to work BC, and they kind of pushed me to start my business in photography. But yeah, I started really because I got this push from work BC, and I didn't have anything to lose, and I can give a try having a business in Canada as a photographer.
Pretty amazing.
The picture was way too big for me.
Yeah.
To think that's possible anyway. But and I was pretty wrong about that, because after a couple of months, I started making money, and I say, what about if I'm pushing a bit now?
Yeah. So what you're saying, when you came to Canada, you ended up getting a job at Brucejack.
Yeah.
As an electrician.
Yes.
And then when that one door closed, another door opened.
Yeah.
And you were able to make that change and think, well, my hobby, we could turn it into a vocation. We could actually put food on the table.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know before I tried, because really it was really a big question mark when I started. As I say, I thought it wasn't really possible in photography. And it's I never had a business, never thought to have a business.
Yeah, yeah.
My English had just 2 years
right.
into Canada, so I was missing a lot of vocabulary. I'm still missing a lot.
Yeah.
I'm getting better every year.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, pretty interesting. Well, Thomas, we try to mix in a few songs as we're going along in our interview, and you've given me a couple, and I've got a couple myself that I hope we can put in there. We'll see how time goes. And so this song here by Johnny Hallyday.
Yes.
Can you give me a little bit of information about him? It seems like he's kind of a French Elvis Presley. Is that where you're going to put
exactly.
him?
Exactly. I think that's quite a French icon when mm-hmm. you're talking about French music.
Right.
So, yeah, there is other like Edith Piaf and so, but it's kind of rock, the kind of rock and roll icon in France.
Right, right. Well, we'll just give it a try and see how it comes across here.
Dans tes cheveux s'étale comme un soleil d'été et que ton oreiller ressemble au champ de blé. Quand l'ombre et la lumière dessinent sur ton cœur des montagnes, des forêts. Que je t'aime, que je t'aime, que je t'aime. Ah, que je t'aime. Quand ta bouche fait douce, quand ton corps se fait dur, quand le ciel dans tes yeux d'un seul coup n'est plus pur. Quand tes mains voudraient bien, quand tes doigts n'osent pas, quand ta pudeur dit non d'une toute petite voix. Que je t'aime, que je t'aime, que je t'aime. Que je t'aime. Quand tu ne te sens plus chatte et que tu deviens chienne et qu'à l'appel du loup tu brises enfin tes chaînes. Quand ton premier soupir je finis dans un cri, quand c'est moi qui dis non, quand c'est toi qui dis oui. Oh, que je t'aime. Moi je t'aime. Quand mon cœur sur ton cœur, lourd comme un cheval mort, ne sait pas, ne sait plus s'il existe encore. Quand on a fait l'amour comme d'autres font la guerre, quand c'est moi le soldat qui meurt et qui la perd. Que je t'aime, que je t'aime, que je t'aime. Que je t'aime.
Time. Well, that was very interesting, Thomas. Can you tell me what that means? Que je t'aime?
Can translate that like, oh, I love you.
And so this is one of Johnny's famous love songs.
Yes, it's a very physical song. And yeah, it's very famous song right. In France too. So I say to have a French love song would be pretty iconic.
It's very iconic. Yeah, we can't get much better than that. That's for darn sure. So, Thomas, going back to this coming to Smithers and the family, like when you got married, in France?
Yes, so we got married a year before coming here.
Okay.
With Anna. And we moved together at the same time. So I was on a limited work permit, so I was in my job, but I now start working around too, so made stuff easier to save money. And so after we bought the house, and we got now two beautiful little boys, Lars and Ian, 5 and 1 year old.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So the move was like 15 years ago to Smithers.
15 years ago, I met my wife.
Okay.
10 right. years ago, we moved.
Made the move 10 years ago. So you've been in the community for 10 years.
Yes, exactly, yes.
Right. Well, and I've really actually only seen you around maybe the last couple of years. I thought you were like just arrived.
Where were you?
Exactly. Obviously, I was not in the photography world.
Yeah, no, well, I started my business 8 years ago. So,
okay.
And I have been quite around events and stuff like that. I should have stopped at the radio. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. And you said you had been interviewed before on the paper. The Interior News. Mm. So you're out there. People are aware that you're around and seen you, and you're able to pick up your jobs as you go. It's kind of that type of business. My brother is a musician, and your job only lasts one day. You have to be pretty on. Everything's got to work, and then the next day you're looking for work. So it's kind of a challenge as an entrepreneur. It's just not giving you a full scope, like as working as an electrician, where you would get up in the morning, go to work, and do your job, and then you still had another job the next day.
Yeah, and I think in general, it's everything into art and creativity. It's really quite challenging to make money on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I might do something right because people keep calling me.
Yeah, that's right. Something's got to be going on. So going back into the family and the purchasing of the house and the area itself, what did you see when you came here that made you feel comfortable and wanting to stay?
That's the story I'm telling all the time. I had a dream to come to Canada and do my little life, but the reality came way bigger than my dream. So that's beautiful in one way. That's very, very scary when you're on a limited work permit.
Yes.
So you know, if you do a misstep or something like that, you can just go back and lose your dream right away. I remember our first work. We went for a little work as an electrician at Quispiax. And to go through the Hazel Town and the bridge and seeing the river, mountains,
it's pretty beautiful.
Yeah, because 10 years ago, you were going on Google.
Yeah.
Googling Smithers, you didn't see that much. A moose in the supermarket, a moose kicking a woman in the street. It was all you can find. So
right.
I didn't really know where I was going to.
No, exactly. And that was our claim to fame at that moment.
Yeah.
When we had the moose crossing the walk. And we also, one other item we had was when a beaver took down a tree and it knocked out the power. And we lost power in town for a couple of days.
So I've never heard of that one.
We're connected to wildlife to a certain extent.
Yeah.
So also when you're looking around, you're thinking about you've had your children and you're thinking about their future. Mm-hmm. And when you look at this community, can you see a future that you're comfortable with?
Oh, totally. You know, compared to friends, there is not even anything to compare. It was one of the big reason why we wanted to move is to have a family and kids, and I didn't feel comfortable to have my kids in France.
Why would you say that? It's a little bit crowded?
Yeah, in safety, it was security, people, yeah, some weird stuff going on. And yeah, I mean, I grew up in cities and stuff. I mean, it's not super, super safe, and I didn't want my kids to grow in this environment and to have a future, to be able to have a job, buy a house, which it's still not possible in France at this time. I mean, it's almost impossible to find a good job and to make plans for your future and stuff. So,
and I would imagine it's hard to purchase a house or be part of that sort of dream, because there's not as much land, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of competition for whatever's needed.
Yeah, and
same
for
jobs.
For jobs, I mean.
Jobs is the same.
You're at $15 an hour, like everybody else, like 90% of people. And it's pretty hard to find. And you cannot work more. Everything is you have way more rules and regulations than North America, too.
Right.
So you cannot do whatever you want and have two or three jobs and stuff like that. So, no, here you can find a job tomorrow, well paid.
Yes.
And,
it's quite amazing. Well, even at this particular time, there is a real demand for jobs. And there are jobs around. You might have to leave town, but there is a job there for you.
There is opportunities for sure. That's stuff you cannot have in France, opportunities like this.
It's just
doesn't exist.
A little bit of a different situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's try and see if we can mix in another song here. I've got this other song that you chose I was hoping that you could get a Canadian content. We try to pull a little bit of that in at the show. And this is Celine Dion on one of her songs. And you're saying that Celine is famous in France also?
Yes, and it's really it's really important to me because this song was in the 90s where I grew up when I was a teenager, so it's a love song again, but she was very, very famous at this time in France. It was very, very big, this album.
Right. Okay, well, let's put a mix on this one and try it here.
J'ai bien compris, merci. Raisonnable et nouveau, c'est ainsi par ici. Que les choses ont changé, que les fleurs ont fané, que le temps d'avant, c'était le temps d'avant. Tous appellas, les amours s'y passent. Il faut que tu saches, j'irai chercher ton cœur. Si tu l'emportes ailleurs, même si dans tes danses, d'autres dansent des heures. J'irai chercher ton âme, dans les froids, dans les flammes. Je te jetterai des sorts. Que l'on se gâche. Je veux que tu saches, j'irai chercher ton cœur. Si tu l'emportes ailleurs, même si dans tes danses d'autres dansent tes heures, j'irai chercher ton âme, dans les froids, dans les flammes. Je te
So, Thomas, I translated that title of that song, Because You Love Me Encore. Is that anywhere close?
Not really. Sorry. Yeah, to keep loving me.
Keep loving me,
to
okay.
Keep loving me, right. The title of the song. What a voice.
Oh, just beautiful. An amazing voice, yeah. And quite a strong woman has been through quite a bit lately, you know, in her life. Thomas, when I had a chance to go to Europe, what impressed me the most, or one of the things that would impress me, was the fact that everybody in Europe could speak at least two languages, if not three and four, being that they're surrounded by countries that weren't that far away, mm-hmm. and they could get out and learn that language. And for you to come to Canada, you know, that choice where we are a bilingual country, I think it's kind of convenient in a sense. Do you feel that?
Yeah, I mean, France, you are right about Europe. There is a lot of country where they are talking a lot of language, Germany, Scandinavian country. They are very good with language, Dutch. My wife talk five languages.
Yeah, exactly.
Unfortunately, I'm French and we speak French in France.
Right, yeah.
Because France was quite important a long time ago, so yeah. People know it's better, but yeah, until the 90s, it was kind of, you are in France, you speak French.
Yeah, it was very important.
To kind of protect the language and things
right,
like this.
Right.
So yeah, I learned the English at school, but to learn at school and to talk it every day was quite a big step.
I can imagine that's quite a challenge. Thomas, right at this moment, we're sort of reaching our midway point of the program. Mm-hmm. And so we like to re-identify ourselves that we're Smithers Community Radio, 93.9 on your FM dial. And we also have sponsors that help support us, that we like to give a shout out to. And I've got a couple up on the board there. I've got Ranch House Tattoo, Community Radio, Classic Sanitary, and BV Farmers Market. And we really appreciate the help that we've been receiving from them to keep us going. So I just would like to say also that this is Thomas Tom Roper, and our show tonight is On the Ropes, and we're speaking with Thomas Camus, a photographer, a Smithers photographer. And I actually was asking a person the other day, because I was under the impression your name was Thomas Camus, but he explained to me that the French don't sound that way. Is that, have you had that sort of experience?
Well, first, thank you very much for saying my name the right way. I didn't hear it for a while.
Right. So have anybody ever misspoke your name?
Well, everybody call me Camus, and I know I'm Camus.
Yeah.
I'm starting asking people to call me Camus.
Yeah,
going to be a bit weird. Nobody going to recognize me.
So you can go by Camus. It's more of a Canadian rendition of your name.
Yeah, it's way easier. It's way easier because people, when they read my name, they pronounce it Camus.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I don't have to correct people
right,
all the time.
Right, yeah.
It's way more convenient.
Yeah.
I'm pretty
easy
going on that.
No, that sounds good. So we are also talking about your switch over from electrician, which is a very fascinating trade nowadays. There's so many facets to it that are interesting. And then making the decision to pick up your hobby. And this hobby is, as you said earlier, it's a creative source. Like I've been taking pictures for many years myself, but I would not call myself a photographer. I've got albums of pictures that I've taken. I'm trying to get the right light. I don't understand my camera. There's so many things about it that you've had to expand your knowledge about. How is that? How have you done that? Like, you know, the technology in cameras is pretty extensive.
Yeah, no, it's what I like in photography. Actually, it's such a wide panel of things, and you never stop learning about it, and it's always evolving. And you know, there is videos, there is other things coming, social media. You see, man, now you are shooting vertical. It was forbidden when I started photography, for example. So yeah, the things change, and you have to adapt and understand what people like. It's not what you like, but you have to understand what people want. And so what is trending? So, and you need some good business skill to put everything together, to take only good pictures, doesn't make your business thriving.
Right. Like, that's another part of the equation, is the business end of it. Like, if you look at people that are in business, they have to find that way to put their product out there that people want it. People want to come to you and say, hey, I like what you're doing, do this for me. And you've got to find that creativity to make them happy. I mean, that's part of the whole...
Totally, you know, and it's what I love. I love people. I love connecting with people. I love to understand what people want. So when I'm at a wedding or when I'm doing a family session, I'm trying to really adapt myself, my style to people, and to try to give them the best of what they want, to get the closest as I can of what people want. I am not going to shoot a family session like I'm shooting a sporting event.
Yeah.
You have to really understand and to kind of and you have this kind of feeling too. You have sure what you learn, but you need to kind of have the feeling to what you are shooting, and to kind of love it all the time.
Like, to make that connection,
exactly.
You know, and like I had at my wedding, I had a photographer, and the different scenes that came out, I could feel that they were sort of me, you know, and that's what I was looking for. You know, it's not just a quick photo. There's some thought into it. There has to be some compassion, in a sense.
Exactly. Yeah, compassion is the right word. Actually, it's to really understand people and to kind of feel what they want to feel and what they are feeling at this moment. So yeah, no, it's very interesting work. I mean, to be creative, it's kind of stressful too.
You're going
on a shoot. You don't.
Yeah.
It's not like you're writing your pose people think it's... I mean, you never know how the light's going to be, how the people's going to do. I mean, there is tons of factors to make things work. And I just love it.
It sounds like a very interesting profession. And it has so many, as you said, so many avenues to it. Like, I mean, if you go and... Like, I saw you the other day. We were at a mining meeting. And you were filming that for that company, and they were wanting that product. They're paying you. They want that product done properly, and you're not looking. It's not maybe a compassionate feeling. It's more of a business feeling. You've got a job there that you've got to do to keep them happy.
Yeah, but it's kind of still kind of you have to kind of find it very interesting to make a good job. So you have to understand the angle where you're going to put your cameras, how you're going to set up the sound, and how you're going to edit. You already have to think how you're going to edit everything after when you are home.
Right.
So, you know, that's super interesting, and to understand people, what they want. So, yeah, and I'm kind of have this background. I work in mining, so I can connect.
Understand
what people want, the mentality and stuff like that too. So it's quite important when you are working on this kind of job, when I'm filming just a meeting, or sometimes I'm going on site. I'm working with most of the big mines around here.
Right. So, yeah. No, that sounds really interesting. Thomas, well, I want to mix in another song here. And you've given me a couple of love songs. You know, I'm assuming that you're a Frenchman and you like love. And so
You got me, Tom.
Yeah. So we're going to swing to another one of your favorites. And this one, you were telling me that you like to play it when you're... working out in the morning with your boys and kind of having a bit of a, you know, getting yourself ready for the day. This is a guy called Bill Conti, and it's the theme from Rocky. So that song, Thomas, is something around you that you can bring it into your dream, in a sense. And you're coming to Smithers, and you're achieving some of the goals that you set out for yourself. Do you feel that you get a little bit of a rise out of that song in the morning on that line?
Yeah, totally. I mean, that's something with... Yeah, I'm not coming from somewhere where I was even dreaming to be a photographer in British Columbia. I didn't have this. I didn't grow up telling me that. It wasn't even a possibility for me to do that one day in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So to achieve that and to got, I got this one opportunity when I could take the jump to Canada and have a chance to do something. I mean, that kind of echo very well with my life.
It's a little bit around the Rocky.
Yeah, the
thing.
Rocky story. Where because the, story? Rock, the first one I'm talking
yeah.
is not really about a fight movie. It's no. someone who doesn't have anything and he
yeah.
have one shot in his life
yeah.
and you have to take it.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's scary. I mean, that's a very good movie,
yeah.
movie about that.
No, I think it's very inspirational when you think about these opportunities. You know, we all get an opportunity. The door opens. And we've got to either go through it or we might miss that particular opportunity. It might not be the only opportunity, but
exactly.
it's part of your life, you know.
And what is funny, it's most people don't take it because it's scary.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
I know the feeling. So, yeah.
yeah,
no, it's so no, I'm grateful I took this opportunity
yeah.
and I keep taking opportunities
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
yeah.
less scared than before, so
yeah,
it
yeah.
isn't going pretty well now. But
you have some history behind you, which makes you feel more confident that you can take chances
yes,
still.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And I didn't really have the odds for me to get this kind of life and to
mm-hmm.
become someone in my life. So yeah, no, it's very good. I love this song again.
Yeah,
one time a day.
Just keep playing it throughout the day. So Thomas, going back a little bit to Smithers and the area, like the when we're talking opportunities, like we have different opportunities, not always job opportunities, but there's also the opportunity to go canoeing or to hike the mountain. Like I always said to in my column, I said before you can become a Smithereen, you have to float the river and you have to climb the mountain, you know, and that those two iconic situations are what keeps us all sort of happy here in a sense, you know. And can you feel that too, that you have you can see a relationship here to nature?
Yeah, I think that's something very important to the community anyway, to put the well living with nature before everything else. Everything is kind of aware that it's what the most important things we have. We have the mountain, we have the river here, we have kind of a little town and family vibe around, and to keep that, it's very important. And I think everybody very working together for this goal to keep that and this great life where you can go canoeing just after work, or if you want to go climb the mountain, you just drive 20 minutes and you are in.
Yeah, it's completely really amazing at times. Now in the community, Thomas, there's been a lot of people that have had success in sports, different vocations. We've had hockey players make it to the NHL. You know, we've had, right now we actually have a young man, Adam Kingsley, and he's a sledge hockey player, and he's off in Texas right now. And so when you look at all the different opportunities and you bring that to your children, your wife, and yourself, can you see something that you would like to expand on? Like the reason I was asking that is sort of going back to when you spoke earlier with me about the World Cup in France and how amazing that was for the country, for the people, for the sport. And here, you know, to get your children involved in soccer or skiing or whatever avenue you see that is something that you like and you feel that they would like. Can you see that?
Yeah, no, totally. I mean, I'm trying. I'm trying to be a role model for them.
Right.
So it's why I'm working out in the morning with them, and when I'm involved in the community, I'm trying to show them and to explain. Well, not the one who is 1 year old, but
yeah.
Last who is five. I'm trying. To explain him and to get him starting doing stuff with me, doing a bit of photos with me, and he was at the fall fair taking pictures with me, trying to explain to it's not just about ourselves, but to try to give back to the community. I mean, I got so much opportunities, and I couldn't have done a business without people helping me around or accepting me as an immigrant here. So yeah, I mean, I'm really trying to do my best to be involved, and I would love my kids to do the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, with my children, I had three boys, and the moment that they got out of grade 12, boom, they were going to the big city, because they did not feel that there was enough in the small town for them. But when you look around this town, there's a tremendous amount of opportunities. The other question I was wondering about, Thomas, was the French question. Like, do you feel like you want your children to learn French? And we have that opportunity here. We now have we've had a French school for a while.
We still have. We have L'École de la Grande Ourse. I'm working for sometimes. They have a brand new school, actually. It's amazing teachers over there.
Amazing.
So that's amazing to find that in a small community like Smithers. It's amazing to get some brand new school for French. And everything is in French. Teacher, it's a very small group. The teacher are very almost on one-on-one with the kids.
Yeah.
I mean, that's awesome.
That's pretty fantastic, actually. And giving us that opportunity as a bilingual country to really take advantage of the fact that you can learn French in a small town like Smithers, you know? So it's pretty cool.
That's really, really great. It's important in Canadian history, too. It's great. We keep doing that. Especially in French.
Yeah. That works out. That fits in real nice in your program, too. Mm-hmm. Well, I've got another mix here, Tom, and that's, a lot of music is kind of a love song, but this is a love song for a photograph. And obviously it would be the photograph of this person's lover, and maybe they're not together at the moment, but he still has this photograph that he's in love with. And this is a guy called Ed Sheeran, and I really don't know too much about him, but I'll ask you about it after we've heard this.
Loving can hurt. Loving can hurt sometimes, but it's the only thing that I know. When it gets hard, you know it can get hard sometimes. It is the only thing that makes us feel alive. Keep this love in a photograph. We made these memories for ourselves, where our eyes are never closing, hearts are never broken, and time's forever frozen still. So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes meet. You won't never be alone. Wait for me to come home. Loving can heal. Loving can mend your soul. And it's the only thing that I know. No, I swear it will get easier. With every piece of you, and it's the only thing we take with us when we die. Keep this love in a photograph. We made these memories for ourselves, where our eyes are never closing, hearts were never broken, time's forever frozen still. So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes meet. You won't ever be alone. And if you hurt me, that's okay, baby. Just hold me, I won't ever let you go.
I will remember how you kissed me under the lamppost back on 6th Street, hearing you whisper through the phone, wait for me to come home.
Well, that, Thomas, was Ed Sheeran from England, and I was just trying to get a little bit of his bio out of Spotify, and they said that he was always interested in music, and when he was 16 years old, he moved to London and had the ability to connect with people and got even connected with Elton John, played with Justin Bieber, and he actually opened for Taylor Swift. So the man was able to meet people and get his music out into the world. Pretty, quite amazing.
That's amazing.
Yeah. You have a small story about Ed, Thomas, where you met him when you were in an airport in Belarus.
Yeah, yes. It's funny because I didn't recognize him, and just a few years ago, I see, oh, actually, that's a guy I saw in Belarus.
Right, yeah. And you were in Belarus as a photographer for the soccer team?
No, I was with my in-laws.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing some humanitarian things, building a school for handicapped kids in Belarus, in a town.
Right.
So they were in relationship with this town, and yeah, they took me for a trip.
Wow.
It was very interesting to see a bit, the France is kind of a bit of a dictature over there. So
right.
It was very interesting to see, and from the inside.
Yeah, yeah, be totally.
To have a inside point of view.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So we didn't expand on the soccer World Cup in France. Now, can you give me just a little bit more? Now, you would probably have been about 20 at the time, would you say? And when that happened, it was sort of a moment.
Oh, that was amazing. I mean, yeah, we never won anything in soccer ever.
Right,
so
right.
Always losing at the last step. So, yeah, nobody was, especially against Brazil, everybody was thinking we're going to lose.
Right.
And actually we win quite well.
Right.
It was an amazing World Cup. And, yeah, everybody was in the street all together.
Yeah.
I mean, something cool just arrived in the 90s.
Right.
And yeah, no, I was so blessed. I could be part of that moment, because to cheer a million people in the street just cheering up together.
Yeah,
only positive stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
We take the politics out a little bit, and we've got something that we all can work.
Everything. It was just no violence.
Yeah.
Everybody happy to be together. It's dancing, cheering.
Yeah.
That was great.
That's pretty cool. Pretty cool, Tom. So, Thomas, just in sort of, we're getting closer to the end of the program, and I just wanted to have a little moment that you could tell me what it is that you want to do for someone as a photographer. Like, how? First of all, tell me how we can reach you, and then tell me what you're going to give me.
To give, so you can reach me by... go on my website, camusphotography.ca. You can find me on social media. I'm quite active. After, you just explain me what you are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
The more detail I have, better it is for me to understand what you need. And, have a little chat with you. And,
And
go from there.
That sounds good. And so on social media, what do you post? Pictures there, or
I'm doing mainly wedding, families and stuff, but mm-hmm. Now I'm doing two more and more businesses. I just finished produce a marketing campaign for the Tonos Meters for economic development.
Okay.
So some bigger project too. So that's there is really a wide panel of things we can do, because I'm not working alone anymore.
You have people working for you?
I have contractors. I have my wife working with me.
Oh, good.
She's a huge partner of the business. Help me when I'm producing videos and
exactly.
marketing campaign. Yeah, I need someone with me to organize and to keep everything straight. It's very, very important.
Yeah,
as important as me shooting.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. And that's such a big part of being successful. You have to have the business working also. You know, you have to, the business end of the project has to be very carefully choreographed so that you're not going to be broke all the time, you know?
Yeah, and you have to have the right person working with you. I have people like me for editing now. I have a good team, so.
That sounds really interesting, yeah. I did hear that you had taken a helicopter down the Bulkley River and taken some shots. Was that a rumor that I heard? Was that for the town of Smithers?
Yeah, it wasn't for this project, but yeah, I'm flying quite a bit for weddings, for mining.
Right.
I was at Skeena Resource, SK Creek, the other day. Yeah, so I'm flying quite a bit.
But it's
a good part of my job. It's always something new and quite an adventure sometimes. So
it sounds very
great.
Very interesting, Tom. So I'd like to thank you very much for coming out
awesome.
For our show here, and we always try to have a different interview each week and let the community kind of know some of the people, a little bit about them that are amongst us. We're all together in this small town, and it's kind of cool that we were able to get our chance to talk to you.
Yeah, no, thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate to be here. I really had a great time.
Well, that's good, Thomas. And we had some nice music there. I've got a few more, but we're kind of running a little low on the time. So I would like to, we've got Thomas's website, Thomas Camus or Camus, whatever you prefer. And that was .com?
.ca.
.ca. Okay. And so I would also like to thank my listeners and remind them that all programming is archived. So if you didn't catch us tonight, we're going to be on your computer under smithersradio.com at any time of your convenience. So thank you very much, and hopefully we'll see you next week. Actually, it's 2 weeks. So we'll try our outro here.
You have been listening to On the Ropes, Smithers Community Radio, CICK 93.9 on your FM dial. I'm your host, Thomas Tom Roper, and we will see you on the flip side.